Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an audio on occultations, what they are and why they're important. So first, just to know what an occultation is from an astronomical point of view, is when the moon comes between the Earth and a planet or a star and or an asteroid. We usually don't focus much on asteroids because we can't see them. And we usually primarily focus on the occultations that are possibly visible. Now, sometimes there'll be occultations with a visible planet and we won't actually see it. But that doesn't mean that it's not having an effect. It's similar to an eclipse. There's eclipses that can happen at different times of the year that may be visible on some parts of the planet, on some parts of the Earth, and not other parts of the Earth. So this is basically the interworkings of a very intricate gear system. If we think of each planet as its own gear in a greater cosmic machine, and that when these gears line up in a certain configuration, it's like the tumblers in a combination lock kind of all coming into a great alignment, and then that opens the lock, or it opens the door, or it opens a portal. So that is the imagery of what's happening in an occultation, because there's the alignment from the Earth to the moon to the planet or star that is being occulted, and the mysteries that are associated with the moon in the sign that it's in, with the star or the planet in the sign that they're in, or the, you know, the place in the seasonal calendar that they are located at this time, and what those mysteries are that are being brought forth. So an occultation is literally the moon passing over the planet or star so it's no longer seen, and then moving away from it. So it's covering and uncovering that particular planet or star. And so I like to think of it as it's creating a portal or a doorway that takes us into the mystery of whatever that happens to be. And if we think of the occult mysteries, occultations contains the word occult. Occult mysteries are things that are hidden, the hidden mysteries, and you must be initiated into those mysteries to get to know about them. And oftentimes, these mysteries are also hidden in our myths, our stories, and symbols. And they're really intended to be right brain activators, these symbols, these myths, these stories. So there's not necessarily something that we can figure out logically with our left brain mind, because they're operating in a more non-linear reality, beyond logic and reason, beyond sort of the logic and reason of the conscious mind. And it's actually more in the realm of imagination, in the realm of where magic and miracles are more likely to occur. So occultations can be then symbols that help to activate more of our connection to the mysteries, to this place in the right brain that is connected to faith and magic and mysticism and the knowing that goes beyond logical knowing, or, you know, the something that you can figure out with your left brain. So it's as if these alignments really are intended to support our ability to go deeper into these mysteries. That is the essence, we could say, or the intention behind what it means to have an occultation. And there are many occultations that happen over time. The moon will occult certain stars in a series of occultations. Oftentimes, if a planet is in a certain alignment that happens to just be on the same declination of the moon, then there'll be a series of occultations over that planet, usually an outer planet, particularly Jupiter and Saturn. We'll maybe have several months of a moon occultation coming across where it's hanging out in a certain part of the sky. The planets Venus, Mars, and Mercury will also experience moon occultations, but usually not in a series, in the way that we think of a series of several occultations 1 month after another. So there's different ways that these occultations can take place, and they're worth knowing about, and they're worth tuning into and working with consciously to even just tune in and see what are the mysteries that are being revealed to us at any given time when there is a moon occultation taking place.